Yo, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of Eli and Mike here in Beverly Hills. And guess what, guys? Who do we have here today? We have Veronica Costi, who famous name is Nevada. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm so happy to be on a podcast. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. We're sitting here in Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive. Yeah. So sometimes the drive could be a little crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oopsies. Right. I mean, I'm just a girl, right?
Oh my God.
I love that.
That was our faces too when we showed up as well. Sometimes the traffic here is just so jam-packed. But yeah, sitting in LA, but we always like to start our podcast kind of where you came from, like where you started from, because right now you're such a sensation all over everywhere. And we kind of want to start off with, you know, where do you originate from? Where did you come from? Have you always been here in LA?
No.
Okay,
I moved here maybe almost 2 years ago from Ukraine. But Ukraine. I was traveling a lot before LA because I kind of escaped from my country.
That's a huge like thing. Oh my God, can we talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, like so what do you mean by escape? So you're in Ukraine and it seems like you've been in LA for so long, just saying, like,
oh, thank you.
You like rule LA already.
thank you
But Ukraine, oh my God, what do you mean by like you had to escape?
Just because of my dad and my relationship with my dad, when he kind of didn't want me to do social media, and he always been like kind of overprotective, when in his mind the right thing for a girl to do is just go to school, come back home, do homework, go back to sleep, go to school, homework, school, homework, over and over. I couldn't even go to like have my own hobbies like dance classes or anything like that, because school, like the most important thing. And I was like, but I don't think I want to be a doctor how you want me to be. I want to be an influencer.
Right.
I love that.
And he always thought it's a bad idea, it's a stupid idea, and it's never gonna work. So I decided to prove him wrong and just secretly leave my house and move out to another country.
Wow, that's huge, because
this is like huge, right? Like,
and it's interesting too, because a lot of females, you know, a lot of daughters, I have my own daughter, so we have this vision for our kids to do something different. But at the end, she's doing what she wants, and you're right, I think you made the right move, because for one, you're a huge sensation all over the world now. And on top of that, you're also doing what you love, what you're passionate about. Imagine if you actually took the steps your dad wanted you to do, you would have been possibly a doctor.
I'm happy doctor.
Yeah, you would have been Dr. Nevada.
Oh my God, Dr. Nevada.
But I'm glad that you took the right steps. How did your relationship with your parents end after, as soon as you left?
We didn't talk for a year with my mom and with my dad. And I still don't talk with my dad.
Got it. Thank you for sharing this. I know this is very deep.
Hi, Dad, if you're watching this, I'm good.
Oh my God. Hey, Dad.
I feel good.
She's doing amazing, we promise.
I'm doing good. You probably see me on the internet or your friends sending you. I don't know if you're proud of me or not. I don't really care, but I hope everything okay with you. Yes.
Wow.
But I don't know. Like, I always had the mindset that if I'm not happy with what possible, like, my dad's opinion was I need to go study and be a doctor because it's that's a job where I can make so much money, in his opinion.
Yes.
And I thought, and social media for him is like nothing, just a hobby. I'm never gonna make anything from
it. Like, you're just playing, having fun, and that's
Yeah. And I try to explain so many times, like, I wouldn't make any money from something I'm not passionate about.
Right.
Because if I don't like what I'm doing, I'm never gonna be success in it. Like, never. Why would you forcing me to go to a job I don't feel good about? I'm not happy about it.
Yes.
And I'm never gonna want to be better in my profession if I don't like it.
Wow, yes.
And people would always feel it. Like, people would be like, oh yeah, she's a doctor, but like, there's so many other people who want to be a doctor, who want to be success doctors, and who do their job like really good and be a success and make so much money. It makes no sense for me. God. And for me, for example, if I'm passionate about social media, mm-hmm. I can grow and be really big in social media.
But you've actually proven that very well. I mean, your YouTube channel has, I believe, over 6 million followers. Mm-hmm. I mean, in total, we actually know you have over 21 million followers combined. Yeah, I mean, that is...
It's like 23
million. So guys, look at it this way. 21 right. million followers, 21 to 22 million followers in a matter of 2 years that you've been in the United States.
Wait, 2 years you've been doing this?
No, I started TikTok in Ukraine.
Okay.
By YouTube and kind of like all social media, I start over again from LA. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Oh my God, maybe let's talk about this because you know, you're in Ukraine, you're kind of up against, you know, obviously the guidance of your dad is what he was, you know, mm-hmm. or you know, if that's the right word. And even though, you know, you had all this pressure on you from your parents or your dad, you were still like, I'm still going to start my YouTube or your TikTok. So you started it in Ukraine?
Yeah, I started TikTok in Ukraine because I was kind of like bad kid.
Okay.
Who's always wanted to
do that. I was like, me too.
Us three.
You know, okay, all three of us.
Because I always wanted to do something what my dad not allowing me to do. And once he was like, oh, you can add the social media. I was like, oh, really? I'll do it.
Oh,
God. Really?
Love it.
And
like, don't tell you because you're going to go
yes,
do it.
Yes.
Love it.
I love it.
Right. Okay.
But that's not really right thing.
Okay.
I can understand right now, like, his side too. He wanted me to like be better in his own
like mindset.
That's why I'm still doing college.
Okay.
This is my last year, and I still study online.
Wow!
Look at just you. Because.
What are you studying?
Business marketing.
Wow!
Okay.
And you are literally one of the best
marketers,
businesswomen, and marketers ever. So the college is hitting for you right now. Just saying. And
you
were gonna. So basically, you know, he wanted you to go to college. He wanted you to go to school, and you're doing that too. That's so amazing.
It's like, that's basically. How I'm showing him that I still care, but I just don't want to like talk.
Of course.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It truly does. And again, so you're in Ukraine. You start your TikTok, and from you know knowing you for a couple of you know we've known you for a while. So it looks like you are a sensation though when you started your TikTok in Ukraine, and then I believe you also went to Russia, and then you became a sensation there as well. We already know you're a sensation here in America, but maybe let's jump from Ukraine. So when you left Ukraine, you're saying you escaped, you went to Russia?
Yeah. So I had like a little dream when I was 16. I was a fan of EXO Team.
Okay.
Not like a big fan, but I was like, wow, this is a big community, a lot of people, they just like being friends as a group and hanging out, having fun, filming, that's looks like a movie, looks like a dream. And overall, they having fun and make money and doing what they like, that's so cool.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I wanna be a part of it. And literally next morning, I woke up and I see a message from producer of EXO Team.
No way.
She texted me, hi, I'm in love with your content. And I really want you to be a part of EXO Team.
Oh my God.
I was like,
what?
Are you guys pranking me or something?
Right?
Wow,
like,
that's great.
That's crazy.
I was like, are you pranking us? Because you had a dream.
Yeah.
And the next morning you had that text.
That's actually so crazy.
Wow.
And for me, it was the best thing ever because I also had a boyfriend at that time who's from Russia. And I was in Ukraine, and it was like long distance relationship, and I thought, oh, I'm gonna have a reason to move to Russia, and be like closer to my boyfriend. We're gonna live together, and I tried to help him. I was like, can my boyfriend also join EXO Team?
Oh my God!
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
they're like, oh, sure.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we
see
you as a couple. Let's come. Let's move all together.
Got it. Wow. Oh my God, that is so epic. This is like an epic story.
That sounds like such a powerful journey. I mean, because you had a boyfriend. Obviously, he probably helped inspire you and put things together. But then you were there, and then from Russia, what clicked in your mind that you were like, you know what? I need something bigger, because you came to America. So what triggered you to say, you know what? I want something. I want more.
Right, because when you were in Russia, you blew up as well, right?
Yeah, but I... That's... how to explain? I escaped from my home. I flew from Ukraine to Russia on February 20. And EXO team introduced me as a member in Russia on February 22. And then war started literally in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
No way.
And it was so bad because I realized I'm Ukrainian in Russia. I moved from my country and I cannot go back because I escaped. My dad will not gonna be happy seeing me back home. And I also don't want to stay in Russia because it's a war in my country.
Yes.
And I don't know what to do because I don't want to stay in Russia. I don't want to go back to Ukraine. My boyfriend is Russian. He doesn't have a visa. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea what to do.
Wow. Well, so you escaped Ukraine to go to Russia, and now you needed to escape Russia.
Because there's a war.
Because there's a yes. war.
And wait, I mean, how old are you? Like, how old are you when you're doing all this?
I was almost 17.
Okay. Still, that's pretty young to be, yeah, yeah. To be taking over Ukraine, taking over Russia.
Yeah.
And just kind of dealing with escaping Ukraine and then being in a country where there's a war, you know, you're mm-hmm. so young and you're at the same time so driven. I mean, this is incredible to hear.
Thank
Very
you.
Incredible story.
Oh my goodness.
And so when you were in Russia, obviously, I think I understand now that the trigger was there was a war and you needed to leave. Is that what needed to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was not because I didn't want to stay with my mouth shut and mm-hmm. don't talk about war in my country.
Okay.
Because that's what like people kind of should do.
Yes.
And I was like, no, it's not me. I want to talk. It's my hometown. And we're waiting for visa. I mean, my ex-boyfriend was waiting for visa okay. to move somewhere.
Okay.
And we decided to pick random place in Europe and go there.
Got it.
And
no, this is so amazing. Oh my God.
I closed my eyes. I was like, okay, I'm going to go here. And I see
I'm
Spain.
So inspired. I'm so inspired.
And that was, what was that again?
Spain.
In Spain.
Yeah. So okay. we lived in Spain for 6-7 months.
Oh my gosh. And okay. this is, okay. We're oh both God, like God. So shocked. But so this is literally from you closing your eyes and just looking at a map and pointing.
Yeah. I'm so unserious. That's so fun.
I love that you so much.
Though.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Like,
okay, so now you're going to go and take over Spain. Is this what's going on? Now you're going to Spain.
Yeah, so random, but so fun. We lived in Barcelona for 6-7 months, traveling. And the worst part, I had no idea how long we should wait for our documentation to move to America. Because I was like, if I can live in Russia, I cannot live in Ukraine. I want to go bigger. I want to go America because mm-hmm. part of EXO team already been living in America.
Okay.
I was like, I'll go there.
Okay.
Well, I'll go work. I need mm-hmm. somewhere. And America always been my dream place to live.
Got it.
From like movies and stuff.
Yes.
And
yes.
We had no idea how long we should wait for documentation. So we thought maybe we don't have to like rent a place to stay. So we're just going to stay in hotels
mm-hmm.
and just... Me right now realizing we lived 6 months in a different hotels.
Oh my God.
It was so hard.
And sometimes people think that, oh, like I'm gonna live out of a hotel, it's gonna be amazing. They clean your room every day.
Mm.
There's like a little lobby, but I'm sure just moving so much could just be like very stressful.
Yes, like you have all these bags, you like it's not your house, it's not your home. You can like buy stuff to keep because you also need to move out in like couple months, couple days, couple of weeks. You have no idea.
Right.
Hmm.
And sometimes we live in one hotel. We want to go to other side of the city. We move to another hotel mm-hmm. and we was moving back and forth every single like week or two. I was like, that's, I'm tired.
Yes.
And you were in Spain for 6 months. So from that moment, that is when you said, all right, were you able to get then your permission to come to America?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And actually, before we talk about America, back to Ukraine, are you an only child?
Yep.
Okay. So do you, I want to know also, where did your, mindset come to play where you were like, I want to be an influencer? Was it when your dad started telling you, well, I want you to do this, and then your mindset was like, no, maybe I should do something else, and you started thinking influencer? Or is just has this been you ever since you were like a little girl?
Probably, because I was dancing since I was like 4. Oh, really? Different style of dances, and I always been on I forget.
Like dance competition.
I was always performing. I liked the tension. Okay. I liked the dancing stuff. Wow. And when I realized I cannot go outside for dance classes, I started doing online dance classes. What's really hard and stupid. And I was like, oh, this is an app where I can film how I'm dancing, and it's a trendy dances. Mm-hmm. I just want to try. And I start watching, while everybody in Ukraine, Russia, and Slavic countries was making Slavic trends, mm-hmm. I was inspired by Hype House, and I was always seeing all American people, American boys and girls, yes. And I was kind of fan of the idea of American social media, American style,
yes.
And I always wanted to do something similar. So I started pretend that I'm doing American content back in Ukraine when I just started, without a chapter when I'm moving from Russian content or yes. Slavic content to America. It was just, I'll be in America one day, so I'll start right after.
Oh my gosh, manifesting, yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's amazing, though, because and you were speaking, obviously, the American language when you were doing all the content, right?
No, I was doing only dances because I had no idea how to speak English, and I started to learn English once I moved here.
No, got 2 years yeah. ago, 2.5 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, it was hi, Nika, can I use translator? I know my English is still bad.
But no, it's so good.
Before it was way worse.
Really? Wow, 2 years, you guys, literally, you can accomplish anything. You're you're just the one that can show people, our audience, that literally in 2.5 years you're here dominating America, you know, having a new language, just doing so much. And and was it your mom that put you into this dance class? Because obviously if you're, You just would be someone online that would like dancing. Is that what it was?
I watched a movie, Step Up.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was so inspired by that. So I decided to start dancing again. And yes. I kind of tried to find any dance classes online. Mm-hmm. Started doing that, started doing TikTok. And just so start from
and,
there.
And when did you, so this is what's cool about it, because your name is Veronica Costi. But when did you decide to create your fan name, your fabulous, amazing celebrity name? Let's be real, too, because in filming today, social media is really the new type of movie. Mm-hmm. It's not really cinema anymore. And it could be. Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking bad about the cinema, but the fact that social media influencing is so big now, and you created the name Nevada. So let's start there. How did that happen? Why did you use Nevada?
Honestly, I was maybe 14 or 15, and I didn't want to go by my first and last name, and just because it's not my mom's last name, it's my dad's last name, okay. And I was like, I want to do something my own.
Yes, yes.
And in Ukraine, it was such a thing having nickname and not be calling by your first and last name. So I was thinking for so long, what should it be for me? And I had so many different ideas, Luntik or Doll, and weird nicknames. And then one day I saw a YouTube video about some Japanese girl, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Her name was Neva La or Neva, I don't remember, something similar to Nevada. And I liked that so much. So I decided to change one letter to D. Mm-hmm. And And I had no idea about State Nevada.
No way.
No idea. Oh my God. I just changed my name. I was like, oh, Nevada sounds so cool. Wow. Like, kind of cool. And I felt so many people in Ukraine started filming and taking photos, like hoodies with Las Vegas, Nevada, something like sushi, Nevada, mm-hmm. and sent it to me. I was like, oh my God, am I that popular? Okay. It's like 20K followers. Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay.
And then I searched on the internet. I was like, oh, in America, state, okay. Las Vegas. And I was like, I always planned it like that. Yeah. I always wanted to
Right, right, exactly.
Like, you know what? Because I'm really wanted, like, because I really want to go to Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, we, like, have the same vibe with Vegas.
Right, right, totally.
Casino, worker, yeah, Yuna, that's me.
Right,
and okay. It's such a coincidence, too, because you really are such a superstar. I mean, we've already hanged out yes. so many times, and you really just give out that spark of good energy.
Mm-hmm.
And Nevada is kind of like when you go to Las Vegas, right?
Right.
You go and you, the first moment you see the lights on, you're like, oh, my yes. God, this is a city of, like, lights, of yes. energy, of so many people getting mm-hmm. together.
Thank
and
you.
You're literally that as a human being. You're right. Like a walking Nevada.
And it's know? So crazy. Oh, you guys got to hear it today that, like, it wasn't even, like, planned
yeah.
and you just added a D and
yeah.
here we are today. It just resonates. And obviously Nevada being one of the most famous states, at least in America, so you're obviously the most famous.
I'll be the one of the most famous in
there you go.
One day.
I love this. No, you already are. I love it. And I love what Eli was saying because it's very true. I feel like, and you're a little bit younger, so we have a little bit of age on us, but you know, back in the day it was like people knew you know, celebrity names as the people who were in movies. Like,
right.
you would think, like, Hugh Jackman, or you would think, like, Leonardo
Kidman
DiCaprio or Nicole Kidman or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, like, and again, we're not trying to talk bad about celebrities, like, in movies, but you really don't even remember their names nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
What's remembered nowadays is the influencers, and we just can't get Nevada out of our head. So, like...
And not the state.
Thank
you. Know, and not the state. So... But so I just have to, like, you know, talk about that too, because you are just a rising star. And so now we're going from Spain to America. We need to know how this happened. Right? So many different
oh
places.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it was Spain. After Spain, it was Malta for a little bit.
No way.
Have you ever heard about Malta?
I have.
No,
yes.
But what is that?
You should go.
No way. Okay,
tell us about this. Malta is like really small island right
mm-hmm.
next to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like rich party, really good nature, really beautiful island. And when it's like all the people from all over the world coming just to like chill, meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
and have fun and kind of like just forget about work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful.
Wow.
Like so beautiful. And that was so random.
Okay, and how long did you live here?
For like 3-4 weeks.
Okay,
oh, so
okay.
It was less than a month, got
but
it.
But still, that
but
is you living somewhere.
You don't need to be there like more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's getting boring.
Okay,
but
okay.
It's so beautiful for content, so beautiful and everything.
Nice.
And yeah, I moved. Oh, here's the thing
yes.
I totally forget to say. When I was in Ukraine, I tried to build Ukrainian community.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Russia, tried to build Russian community.
Yes.
I moved to Spain, tried to film and build Spanish community.
Yes.
So every time, it's basically me starting from like zero
mm-hmm.
and try to grow an audience. And it was like this all
wow.
the time. So when I moved to America, I was like, I don't know anything about it. I have no idea what to do. I don't know anyone here. I need to start from beginning. And every time, it was like starting from beginning, ever, over and over again.
And that could be so challenging because you're always starting at zero. It's kind of like you learn something and then you have to learn it again somewhere else.
Yes.
And then keep the people,
God.
Keep
wow.
all those followers entertained too.
Oh my
too.
God.
But you've done such a good job of it. I'm sure you do still have followers. I'm sure you have followers from different, from
oh,
different
yeah,
countries.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like really bad when I just moved here
mm.
because that's honestly kind of the reason why EXO team fell off.
Okay.
Because when you try to do content for the whole world and you like EXO team was basically world biggest TikTok house,
yes.
but no one know about
okay.
it. Wow. Like that's
it was a secret.
Such a sad Like, that's just, it sounds so sad. Yeah. You're like the biggest TikTok house in the world. No one know who are you. God. Like, that's so sad because once we moved here and just because we have like lots of followers, we had lots of followers from all over the place. In America, people never heard about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you, like people doesn't know who's EXO team.
Right.
And it's sad.
And it's not going on right now, right? It broke
up.
Yeah,
absolutely. Team.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, because in Russia, everything was so good and success, but our producer, Gary, hello.
Gary, let's go.
Gary, hello.
Hey, shout out.
He didn't want to stay. Also, I guess because of the war, mm-hmm. He wanted to move everybody to America and start over here. But it was really hard because, for example, you have 50 million followers or 60 or like a lot.
Right.
But no one want to work with you because it's not American audience.
Got it.
So EXO team never had like really big brand working with or like something what would make you want to continue working on.
Right. So it sounds from your experience and considering you're at a young age still, it sounds like America is kind of like the epicenter for all influence, even in the world. Like, in order for something to get big, it sounds like even though they have, you know, the, what's it called? EXO team. See, I wasn't part of it, so I had no idea. So EXO team, they were doing their own thing, but because they didn't have the influence of the American people, that's why it ended up dying out in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, based on what you're saying, but...
Which, like you said, is so sad. Like,
yeah, it's really sad, because nobody knew.
All that work you guys put in, and then just because it's not American-based, they're just like, oh, we don't want to work with you.
Yeah, I also just left because I didn't feel like being EXO team anymore.
There you go, right. You were done.
You became Nevada, it's okay.
Right, yeah, you became Nevada. You're like, I'm done here. Yeah.
So now that you're here, and actually, let's talk about this. So you came to America, and...
Straight from an island?
Straight from an island.
Is that right?
No, after Malta, I came back to Spain, and then...
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you...
Wait, that's insane.
Got it. So
You're so amazing.
So for time reasons, we'll go straight to America now.
Okay.
So
okay.
Now that you're in America, so let's just see, you left all this stuff that's going on in different parts of the world. You're in America now. What was your first thing you did? What was the very first thing you did right when you came to the States?
First thing... I probably went to see Hollywood Sign.
Really? Oh, my God. I love that. And it's so funny because we pass the Hollywood Sign like every day.
Yeah,
and
really?
Every day.
And a lot of people come from all around the world to see it, and we're just like, oh,
it's sign. There.
Like, not trying to say anything bad, but you know. But that's cool. Oh my God! So you had to see the Hollywood Sign.
Hollywood Sign and just Hollywood. The
Like the stars.
The stars,
yes. Walk of Fame. The Walk of Fame.
Yeah, because it was at night, and probably that was the first thing I went to see in America. And I was kind of like, oh, it's not what I was expecting.
Oh, yes, yes.
We were going to ask that
And
question.
Everybody knows it's definitely not what you expect. Yes. It's nice to see, but what's around
right.
that is
so
something
like,
else.
I'm sure, I probably already know your experience, but I'm pretty sure you ran into a lot of homeless people. I'm sure the streets didn't smell very good. It probably was like a lot of danger that you're in.
I think if I was a 17 or 18 year old Nevada, I probably would be very scared of all.
I'd be like, nice, I'm going back.
Yes, right. Okay, because I was about to ask you, like, so were you inspired? Was it glitz and glamour?
Glamour. No, honestly, it's really beautiful in the movies.
Yes.
And if you watch a lot of movies about America, about LA, about, like, the whole America, and how does it look like in the movies, it does not look the same in real life.
It's not the same. It's not
so,
the same.
And
so
be careful. Be careful.
Yeah. So be careful.
And that's why film is so good in America, because they have such a way to make you see what America wants you to see.
Yeah.
You know, and I think almost all the countries are the same, because even Russia or China, different worlds, different countries make you see what they want you to see.
Yes.
So America is really good in, you know, cinema, right? So they'll make you see whatever you want to see, like, oh, celebrities, the lifestyle is amazing. Yeah. So, Nevada, so you do a lot of influencing. You do, from what we see that you collaborate a lot. So in those collaborations, what seems to be the reason why you do it? Why do you collaborate? Does it help your brand? Well, what's
What's the kicker? Why do you do it? And also, how do you get so big? Because we had some high tea with you, and you gave us a little bit of scoop on your secret.
She gave us some tea.
She gave us some tea, on how to basically grow your following, and it's so amazing what you told us. And I'll let you explain, but you go ahead and tell us.
So about collaboration first, I believe that if you, like, in my really young age, I believe in people should help each other, and it's really good to help each other. Yes. And if you, like, for me, collaboration is not really about, like, work-wise on the first place. It's more about, like, meeting new people, meeting friends, and, like, share your experience. Yes. And I always felt like meeting new people, for me, it was such a scary but really inspiring thing. Oh my gosh. Because I'm kind of, like, introvert. Mm-hmm. But I still, like, really, really, really love people. Yeah. Like, yeah. Love this. And
people love you. Thank for you. The record. For yes. the record.
And I even have a tattoo what says, like, the most important thing for me in my life. And in the first place, it says friends.
Wow.
Because I because I believe in friends never gonna... Friends is the people who gonna possibly stay with you for the rest of your life.
Wow. Yes. That's so true.
And I believe in teamwork. I was being, like, a teammate, like, kind of influencer. And yeah, I as much I love people, as much I like to stay home, at the same time, I don't know, it's really hard to explain. I'm really introvert person and really, like, shy person. Yes. But at the same time, from the bottom of my heart, I love people. Oh my gosh. So much. That's and amazing. Collaboration is, like, one way to show people that people should, like, stay together.
Wow.
From internet to, like, other That's people, an amazing like followers.
Like, I love that. And you know, you collaborate so well. I mean, there's so many high names of people with millions and millions of followers that collaborate with you, which, obviously, who wouldn't want to collaborate with Nevada, right?
Right.
So I think that's great, because that's so true. It's, I feel like, and we both feel the same way, that the new money is actually friendships, network, you know, people you hang with, collaborations, because I want to be able to build with people that we have very similar, you know, agenda, similar concepts of life. Because you are who you're hanging out with, if you really think about it. And I think that's great, because at a young age, you're in your 20s now, right? Mm-hmm. 21?
20.
20.
Oh, 20, my goodness. Yes, 20. You can't even drink.
And we always say 21 because we're like, you've done so much.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, my God. You're so young. And again, for our audience, like, look what you can accomplish in such a little time. Like, oh, my God, you're such an inspiration. How do you, like, pick the right friends, though? Because, you know, some people will, you know, that's really the question.
Some people might want to take.
Yeah. And we've been around your friend group, and oh my God, like, when I am around you guys, it's just like balls of glowing energy. And I'm just like, wow, like, I just love you guys so much. And you know how to pick
them. And we love you too.
Yeah, we love you. Yeah.
So, like, how do you, like, pick the right ones? Like,
it's hard. It's really hard. And people will. I don't know, recently a lot of people I'm meeting up with always asking about our friends group, our friends, and, like, why we always, like, all together. Mm-hmm. What, like, how did that happen? And I feel like choosing people and find your people, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And it takes so much time, because friendship is the same as relationship. Mm-hmm. Is the same as, like, it's so hard. Like,
yes.
You also care about people so much. And I'm, like, I'm the person who care about people more than about myself.
Right.
Unfortunately.
I feel you.
Sometimes, yes. And building friendship, it's the same, like, the same as build relationship.
Right.
It's so hard. Like, because every single person are different. They have different opinion. They have different, like, trauma. They have different life experience. They have different ages, different mindset, different everything. Mm-hmm. You cannot find the same, like, nobody's same equal. People. Yeah. Yeah, everybody is different, and you just need to, like, kind of learn and find, like, I can't say that I found right people right after I've met people, or I can see who's a good person, who's a bad person. For me, for the first, first inspiration? No.
Experience?
First year?
First impression?
First impression, there we go.
For the first impression, for me, every person is a good person. Mm-hmm. And then kind of like, I see what's happening.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I had a lot of bad experience with people, a lot. And I'm sure everybody does have a lot of bad experience with any type of relationship, like work relationship, friendship.
Yes.
After that, people kind of getting scared about like meeting and being open, but like they don't know that you had a bad experience. If you're gonna be close to a person you don't even know, how are you gonna find out?
Right.
And that's why every time meeting new people, I'm just being myself and being open, even though I have all those bad experience in the past,
relationship.
Just like bad life experience, bad friends experience. It's my past. They don't have to know about it, and it's not. It shouldn't affect them.
Wow.
My own past. It's only like my thing, and it's nothing to do with them.
Yes. I think it's great though that you actually can see beyond. Like, first you always want to see the best out of people, and as time goes on you obviously learn more about, okay, what do they really want, or maybe it becomes a real strong relationship. Even us come from many different relationships that we never thought we would lose, but we lost them. Well, not really lost, but more like we decided to part ways because we've seen the true colors of people, like oh wow, like that wasn't really what we thought. So it's hard for even anybody that are followers that realize, like, wow, like, are they really your friends? Are they there to help you grow? Are they there to take? Are they there to just use you or take money or take your fame or take your business? Because life is unfortunately what it turns out to be, but you never know what you expect.
Kind of like you said, you have to put in the work. You have to first, you know, put in the trust, but you put in the work as you go, and then that's when you're going to be able to sift out the people. And, you know, your friend group, it's not like you're sitting here today with like 100, you go and hang out with 100 people. It's probably a select 4 or 5 people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A very close niche people that you're sitting with and, you know, collabing with and whatnot. And it's amazing. But like you said, it took work.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And I do want to get back to also the tea. Because, yes, the collaborations are everything. And it's amazing that you're open to that. But also when you were telling us at tea time, you were telling us you have like this thing that you do when it comes to your audience, when it comes to your views, your people. What do you do exactly, if you're able to spill the tea? So our audience, if you're trying to grow and you're trying to, you know, be at Nevada's level, there's actually something so amazing that you do.
For example, I don't know, it's like long conversation about how to learn your audience, yourself, and who you're trying to be in social media. And I feel like every time people starting their social media, they kind of like lost in the big world of social media and content creators. And there's the biggest problem in the beginning, because you don't really know what you want to do and you're trying everything. And you kind of like really inspired for the first like a week.
Yes.
And they're like trying like, I'm going to be a cook in the social media, in my Instagram. I'm gonna do dances. Now I want to do like interviews. Now I want to do that. And you train everything, even though you're putting so much effort in like first like 5 videos, and you're like really passionate about it, but you kind of like don't have any strategy how to grow your account, and like you don't have like a month's plan, like, or 6 months plan, or like you don't know who you see as a social media creator in 1 year, then you're gonna stop it by like next month probably.
Wow.
Because it's probably one of the biggest problem for people when they're really passionate about something, really want to do, but they have no strategy how to.
Wow.
They're giving up in like a month.
Right. Got it. Like, because they have no blueprint plans.
Yes.
To make it work. They just, they have the belief, they have the effort, but like you said, there is no plan, there's no blueprints, and before you know it, within months, it's gone.
Yeah. It's the same for everything. For example, I had the same problem with doing my music, because I kind of like start because I was really passionate about it, and I was like, oh my god, I really want to do music because it just look cool, and I see all these big musician, big artists. I was like, I want to be one of them, but what I really want to do, like, do I have a game plan how I want to do? No, like, no. That's why I was doing music. I made my first song. I was really happy about it, but I don't have like enough knowledge about music industry that I got in a lot of bad situations, and like I did my first song and what, like my first song did good, but I had nothing to do with it after, because I didn't know how to do it right. What should I do after? What, when should I do second song? Do I have to like change my social media into like covers or like posting something about music? I had no game plan at all, because I was just really in love with the idea of being artist, not like business idea, how to be an artist, just and just I think, dream idea.
I think most people get stuck there too, because you get stuck in just being the fascinated with what you can become. But you're right, like, you don't have a layout or the idea, okay, I need to do A, B, and C to get to where I want to be. Instead of that, they're like, let me just pop something out and see what happens.
Like, see,
and if it works, great. And then they're like, okay, let me try something else. Because even we've done like Dressing Me videos, and then we've done like funny videos. And then we realize, okay, we're not really staying consistent to what we really love or what our followers like. So you're right, a strategy is so important, especially coming from you with 21 million plus followers. It's not easy.
Right, you know what you're doing.
And there's there's a process, there's a blueprint, there's something that you are giving out to people, and that is your energy, you know.
And we could be honest, you know, when we had tea with you, you spilled this tea to us then, and it actually helped us improve our social media game.
And you're also a consultant.
You're like a consultant, and you consulted us, and we went home, and we actually created these blueprint plans for our social media, our Dress Me videos, and within days, we had 16 million views on one video, 9 million views on another video, 7 million views on another video. And it was because we started being strategic. We started doing everything you told us. And maybe you could tell the audience a little bit more about this, but you also watch your followers. You watch.
You know what you should do? I just heard how you said Dress Me videos, right?
Yes.
You should do Dress to Impress Me.
Oh my gosh.
We dress need to do Dress impress to Impress Me. No, it's just the name, because the game is really popping right now. Just if they're going to call
Joey,
Dress to Impress
we
Me.
We need to do Dress to Impress
Me. That'd be it. Dress to Impress Me.
You guys heard it today on camera?
Really?
Like Nevada. Wow. Like, you have the best ideas, and we're going to go forth.
That's
it.
We're doing that. Guys, it's happening.
But we have to make sure we have a plan.
Let's have a plan. Not just like, okay, let's just do something.
And also, the thing that you do as well is you watch your followers, and you're looking at the algorithms. You're looking,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, so strategic. Again, this is what you're trying to tell the audience, that you're not just like posting things. Even you, with 23 million followers, you're literally going into the system, and you're looking up the people who are watching from what countries, what age groups, men, women. You're literally doing all this. And again, some people won't do this, and that's why you lose out in a couple months. You're so up there, but it's because you're actually putting in the work as well on the business side, not just the influencing side. Is that right?
Yep.
And that's so amazing.
And guys, you guys can do the same exact thing as us in Nevada. You just have to read all your data, follow other influencers. Even you, I mean, I don't know if you agree with this, but maybe start something to see if it's what you like, and then take it from there and a little step further. But obviously, don't jump ship. Let it sink, let it sink, jump ship. Then you're just jumping, and then you quit at the end, right?
Yeah.
So, which I think happens to a lot of people, because they end up giving up at the end, because they're like, I'm not monetizing. I'm not getting brand deals. I'm not getting, you know, it just becomes more expensive. Because even us, when we were doing our recordings in the beginning, not only were we dressing people, but we were buying their suits, giving them money. We did it for like 2 months, and we were spending so much money, you know? And making no money, just so we can get content. But then we realized we made some changes, and now it works even better.
Right.
But it's so important to have that blueprint, you know?
So you're a star in social media, and not only that, can you talk to us about being like a new, unique look? Because you have this unique look. I love this so much.
I mean, seriously, look at her, guys.
Your styles are always so fire.
And, you're all blinging, mega flossing.
You're wearing, I believe this is chrome heart.
Yes.
Oh my God, the chrome hearts.
And why chrome hearts? I mean, they're very expensive.
But you tell us, is it one of your faves?
Yeah, I have like, the coolest part about it, and that's what I like, every single ring from Chrome Hearts is from the different states.
Oh my gosh.
So this one from Vegas, this one from LA, this one from New York,
no way.
And this one from Japan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And of course the biggest one is from Nevada.
Yes.
From Nevada.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, love it. And since we're talking about style, and hopefully I could say this on camera, but I believe you will be having a fashion line of your own coming out soon.
Yes.
Oh my God, so excited. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be out in January, end of January.
Oh my God, that's soon.
I've been working on it for like, I don't know, like 6 months.
God,
and
yes.
Twice a week, I'm going to fabric, talk to people, amazing. Drawing my own designs, and it's going to be something unique.
Oh my
God. I love
that.
It's going to be something you never see in the stores.
No way.
To be honest, because, yeah, I realized a lot of influencers don't really put any effort in, like, when it's clothing brand.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Because usually it's, like, pants and hoodies.
Right, mm-hmm. And a hat.
And a hat. Yeah, because it's more like merch, and
true.
Behind the scene, people don't even really like care about this mm-hmm. merch because it's some other people doing that for like just make money mm-hmm. and like do business. I'm
right.
not talking about like influencers who really does care about their
yes.
Businesses. Like for example, like James Charles. I
right.
love it. He's putting so much effort in it.
There you go.
And I'm like getting inspired and impressed about it. That's so amazing. That's
nice.
So cool. And like, some other influencer who doing their own lines, their own brands, and it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Nice.
But mostly time when it's merch, mm-hmm. it's literally just merch, just to like
literally.
Put a t-shirt with your face.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Right.
And I always was like hoping that one day I can open my own like clothing store.
Oh my God.
And
yes.
be like kind of like Supreme and
yes.
Crumble Cookies, who just
yes.
Surprising with new things every like
I
week
love
or
that.
Months,
no way.
That's
and
amazing.
Making like
I have
random.
The chill. So you're literally like your concept. A little secret about it is, it's gonna be kind of like you just said, Supreme and Cookie
Variety.
You know?
It's the same. The same guy who became his idea for Supreme.
Yes.
He became his idea for Crumble Cookies.
No way.
Wow.
Because they're changing
Nevada.
Every week.
Yes.
And Supreme is one of the brands who has like everything.
Yes.
Like everything
literally
you can possibly
everything.
Think about.
Yes.
Supreme has everything.
I mean, they have
wow.
bricks.
Yeah, they have like,
they have
I don't know, lights. They have
right.
like brand, I don't know,
and,
just
and
random
every single
stuff.
Item gets sold out
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
almost immediately.
Because
very.
It's exclusive.
It's
yeah.
exclusive.
That's so
and
cool.
It's so amazing. And like you said, they have to be in the works of it. Like you said, you are going to the facilities of the factories
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at the fabrics and it's not just somebody huge hitting you up saying, hey, let's put
right.
your face
yeah,
on a
yeah,
shirt
yeah.
and call it fashion and when it's really just merch.
Right.
You're so right. This is so unique. I don't know right now anybody in clothing, probably besides Supreme or a couple other where they have like something new maybe every month or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's usually all
yeah.
the same for the whole year.
And
yeah.
are you looking to make the brand more of like a big luxury brand like a Gucci or more accessible to more people that can afford it?
Everyone, it's going to be affordable for everyone.
Amazing.
Okay, perfect.
Oh my God, okay.
Because I can imagine your brand being like available for so many people because you impact so many people's lives. I'm
right.
sure there's so many girls and so many even boys that
yes.
feel like, wow, like I one day want to learn from her and
yes.
be inspired because they're younger people, right? They're like
mm.
maybe even younger than 18
mm.
and they're like I want to one day have such a vision and not have to worry about what my parents tell
mm.
me what to do, you know, and then they'd create their own future with that because you're empowering people without even doing it purposely. You're just like being you are Nevada. You are empowering everybody to become who they want to be, you know?
Love it. And what about like the clothing line, is it we love you so much.
I'm literally
rad. Thank you.
That's okay.
Love you so much. And like so some What I've seen a lot is also that the brands, they're tailored for like one, you know, girl or boy. Is this something where it's going to be like unisex? Is it going to be for everybody?
For everyone.
No way.
Guys, I got you.
Okay. All right. So you're going to see us here live, and we're going to be having your clothes on. Perfect. And it's going to be so amazing.
On the next podcast, we'll have you branding showing all your brands.
Which, because next month is January, guys.
Oh, it's coming up already.
It's coming up. So we're ready to be able to wear this. Oh, my gosh.
So since we're getting close to the near of our podcast, usually we like to ask the question of, you know, what do you see for yourself for your future? You're still very young. I mean, you're barely 20.
Right.
But let's just see. But you talked about blueprints. So I'm sure you already have the concept of what you want, where you want to be a couple years from now. So just 5 years. We'll put a small time frame. Let's not say forever because we don't know yet, right? But within the next 5 years, do you have an idea of where you think or what you think you want to be in your business or in your life?
Yep. In 5 years, I really hope, because I'm taking it so serious right now, about clothing brand.
Okay.
And I want to open my own clothing store here in LA.
Yes.
And I want to make it as a multiple, multiple building, how to explain it? Multiple room building.
Yes.
Okay. Where it's like studio, clothing brand, and one secret room, I can't say it.
No way.
It's like one of the game plan for now.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'm going to be so happy.
Oh my
god. In 5 years.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Living here in America, open my own clothing brand, being successful on YouTube, and be able to make more music, having all the friends I have right now, and meet new people, be happy on the first place, and and single.
Oh,
okay. Oh wow! Hold on. Let's go back there. And
we
single.
Have a couple more minutes.
So we need to talk about that. So you are single.
Yes, I'm single.
But not ready to mingle.
No. No, I don't want. I give up.
Oh wow! God. Sorry, guys. She's taken by herself. Nobody else can take her.
And how does it feel like being single and doing all this? Because
scary.
Right? Wait, say that again.
Scary. I don't know. Scary. I'm not really used to it.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've always been in relationship for the longest time. And it's like, I always felt, just because I have like daddy issue, I love to have a person who I can always care about.
Yes.
And it's such like, I don't know, weird side of me when it's like, I just want to care about someone. And I like care so much. And
that.
Right now, I don't know, probably it's time for me to care about myself.
Yes.
And that's such a weird experience I'm going through right now. But
no, thank you for sharing this, because me and Eli, we've been together for, in February, 14 years. And our business.
It's rare in Hollywood. Very rare.
I don't know, you know, I'm sure it'll be so scary.
We've had like 15 hairstyles.
That's crazy.
You know, it's
oh
so crazy. And when it comes to business, like sometimes I don't know what I would do without him. I think I just sent him a song last night and it was I couldn't do it without you.
It's from The Carpenters. I'm like, you make me cry.
He was like crying. I was at the gym.
Right now.
But so, you know, I want you to know, like, what you're doing is so powerful, because I think I have, like, those type of issues, too, where, like, I need to care about somebody or maybe somebody caring about me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the business world, that's even more needed, I feel like, and powerful. And, like, you just sitting here today doing this as a single woman, it's just so empowering for everybody to hear this, because you can do it. You can do it with a partner, but you also can do it without a partner and be so successful. I always like to ask this like last little question, even though we already, you know, almost stopped here. Because you are so, like you said, you dream about something and the next day it happens. You point it on a map and the next day you're flying to Spain. Can you just, do you believe in like manifestation or that type of stuff?
I do kind of, in a way.
Okay. More like you believe in Nevada. You believe in yourself.
I hope. I wish I can, like, I'm trying to believe in myself.
It's like a big topic that we always talk about, like manifestation, and it's not for everybody, but I think even if you're not, like, you know, somebody who, like, believes in, like, manifestation, as long as you believe in yourself, then I believe that you can make it, because seriously, like, you always bet on yourself, and that is something that, like, I want our audience to know, like, you can bet on yourself, just like Nevada. In 2 years' time, you learn another language, you're flying and I can't even count all, on all my fingers how many.
I mean, you're flying. You're already flying tomorrow. Somewhere,
oh my
so you're,
god!
I mean, you're leaving already.
Wait, yeah. Can we tell them you're flying to?
Absolutely.
I think you're flying to New York.
I'm going to Jacksonville, then Miami. In Miami, gonna be a really big, unexpected collaboration.
No
to
way.
Be honest,
okay.
I'm so
that.
Excited.
No
I.
Way.
Are you going,
it's
to, are you
be
going
crazy.
To that art? There's an art thing going on over there.
Really? No,
yeah,
like, I
okay,
didn't
maybe it's not that.
Okay, so look out for that, the collaboration from Miami.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. And then you're going to New York.
New York, and then go back to LA.
And then back to LA. Like,
sounds
oh my god. And all
sounds car.
Before you even turn 21. This is
wow. All by myself.
All by yourself. Oh my god.
Independent woman.
Yes.
Independent woman. Oh my god. Love
so
you
guys,
so
thank
much.
You so much for watching. Honestly, Nevada, are there any words of inspiration you'd love to give to any of your followers about life or in general?
Just do what you feel is right, believe in yourself, and love your friends.
Oh my god.
See, three perfect components to live on.
Wow, so amazing.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank
we totally
you so
love
much.
You so much, yes. And can't wait to continue collaborating with you.
And
being
where can
your
we
friend.
Find, where could everybody find you? I know you have 23 million, but we need 23 million more.
Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, everywhere. Nevada, right
oh
here.
God.
Apple Music, literally any social media possible, you can find me.
Yeah.
You can find me.
Oh my god, we love you, Nevada.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
So
guys, stay tuned for three reels, and then we'll connect on the full YouTube video. Thanks so much for joining us today. Totally love you guys. Thank you.
Love
thank
you,
you so much.